with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. Jumpstarting your mornings with Breakfast Rolled here on iRadio. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And if you didn't hear it, you get to hear it now. I had to wait for Una. We were just waiting for the studio to be ready. Then as soon as we're ready, you got up and walked out.
Because I realised that I'm very, very sleepy and I needed an energy boost and I was too lazy to get a coffee. And I know that I have one of my trusty purple snacks in my drawer. So here we go.
Oh no, if you've never ever seen Una in the wild eating a purple snack, it is, stop it, it is disgusting. The only time that you sit and I can see you, she licks it, then sucks on it, and it's just, have you seen yourself do it? Shall I film you?
No.
Because then you won't ever do it. I'm going to film you doing this now. Here we go. There she goes.
It elongates the chocolate pleasure.
Elon who?
Elon Gates.
Elon, is he? Elon Musk got married to Bill Gates. Elon Gates.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I can show you yourself. Actually,
it won't bother me. I guarantee you, it won't bother me.
Here we go. It's on the way. Look at you. Now that's half of what we see, because when it gets down to the, it stops. That's disgusting. Gross. Anyway, did you have fun today?
Yeah, it's always fun.
Did you enjoy your surprise?
Not really.
Oh.
No, it was nice. It was nice, but you could have done better.
Story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
7:29:39. I did say at 7:30 I'd have a surprise for Una. So I'm going to wait exactly until 7:30. So it's going to be a few seconds. We're going to be, shooting the breeze here with my friend. Missed you yesterday. Did you have fun without me?
No.
Brilliant. I know you're a busy mum of twins.
Busy mum of twins.
And, your hands are full all the time. You're always doing things for other people.
I am.
You are. And you're always very good to us here. You come in here, you make us smile and laugh all the time. You bring us joy, even though you're quite disgusting half the time.
Why am I disgusting?
Just when you're eating things and you're noisy. And just watching you eat is just another adventure itself.
Oh, because you threatened to murder me the other day when I was eating an apple.
It was disgusting.
It wasn't disgusting. I was just eating an apple like a normal person eating an apple. And you're just a weirdo.
Okay.
It's 7:30.
Because of this, we decided we'd ask our boss, Ben, could we do something for you and bring some joy to you?
Yeah.
And there is something that I know that you absolutely love, that there's somebody else in this world who tends to celebrate it before you are allowed to, okay? And we decided that today, which is the 16th of October, will be the day in it that you get to press a button and you get to play, as a treat, the first Christmas song on iRadio.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
I get to play a Christmas song.
Yeah, right.
In October.
Yeah, so press that button in front of you.
Thank you very much.
And we got a present for you, sir.
This song is off my second hit album.
Spoons of cinnamon.
Yeah.
And two or three egg whites.
Cinnamon, egg whites, all right.
A half a stick of butter. Melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon.
Open your present now.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Ooh, suck on my chocolate salty balls.
What the hell?
Stick them in your mouth and suck them.
Oh, we got you from the day
there. Suck on my chocolate salty balls. They're fine for
me. Are these edible? Like, are they?
Yeah, no, they are. They're chocolate caramel salty balls.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Really good.
Yeah, that was a massive Christmas hit for South Park and Chef, and we just thought it'd be nice to give you that little treat this morning. So, any minute.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Now can we play Mariah?
I'd never heard that song before you played it yesterday.
Mariah? Wait till December for that one, Donald. All right, calm down.
Breakfast rolled.
Could have done better. And you're still sucking on your snack. My God.
Well, yeah, I've had enough of your chocolate salty balls.
Come here. You then said that wasn't even a Christmas song. It was number two at Christmas 1998. Got beat by Spice Girls.
Okay, Nan.
I mean, music encyclopedia.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I do not associate that with a Christmas song.
Yeah, well, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like saying Die Hard is a Christmas song.
Oh, don't.
I'm joking. I'm
not
joking,
even, because you know it is.
I know it is. I know Die Hard.
And Die Hard too.
And Three.
I don't know if Three is a Christmas. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not here to talk about that. Don't you stop licking that. Anyway, here's our services.
Donna, we need everybody to have a go at guessing the answer to this on 087-1102-107, including my friend Una.
Survey says 68% of men have never used this. What is this? It's quite a high percentage.
Oh, my God. Away.
I said, that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. That was an accident. I've never used.
They have.
Never used. Their brain. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Oh. No. Oh, my God. I'm joking. Oh. I am just providing answers for a survey that don't ask me to. Is the answer, they've never used a cooker.
A cooker?
You've never used a cooker.
Oh, my God. How very dare you. I made a banging meal last night. From scratch, I'll have you know. That involved the air fryer. Yeah.
It wasn't the cooker.
It wasn't the cooker because, weirdly, the glass in my oven shattered. Just out of nowhere. It just shattered. I heard this noise and it was like, well, the glass shattered. So, can't use the oven for a while. Wasn't really using it anyway because the air fryer just is, you know, does the job, man.
So, what's this thing you cooked from scratch?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. Mushroom sauce elevates everything.
What did you use to make the mushroom sauce? I'm interested to hear the ingredients in this.
Yeah, I love mushroom sauce.
Okay, so it actually wasn't that difficult. So I just opened the packet and I put it in the saucepan.
Wow.
And then I put
that
in water.
Is not making it from scratch. And you're absolutely looter.
It is, of course.
No, it's not.
I didn't get it out of a jar. I had to mix it with the water.
So you used hydrated mushroom sauce and rehydrated it.
It was so good. It is. My God, right. Mushroom sauce.
It's not using the cooker now.
Okay. 087-1102-107. What is the question?
Survey says
scratch you absolutely.
68% of men have never used this. What is this?
Is it their college degree or qualification? So they go to college like for years and then they
do something completely different. Yeah. Very good guess. It's not the answer.
It's a great guess. All right. Guess. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is? The question we're asking this morning, Donald.
Survey says 68% of men have never used this. What is this?
Good morning, David and Finola.
Good morning.
I think it's changing the nappy.
What do you think, Una?
Or what Finola, do you think, Dave?
Whatever your name is.
Yeah. Changing the nappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good guess.
Great guess.
Good guess. It's not the answer now.
Okay. Keep your guesses coming into irate, Joe.
I'm wondering, is today's survey answer an iron? Because I definitely know I hate using an iron. So.
Yeah, I prefer using a wood myself.
I guess I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I prefer.
Using a what?
Is he talking about golf?
Like, oh, no, God. Oh,
no, he's talking. You know he's talking about an actual iron to iron clothes. God, worst dad joke of all time.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
And Tommy!
Just wondering if today's answer to Skelly's Alley would it be an iron?
Who said it wasn't an iron? Tommy?
No.
It's not a, unless he's talking about
the five iron or whatever.
Doubt it.
Una's still trying to figure out what an iron in golf is.
I don't know what an iron in golf is.
Yeah, how do you expect these trousers to get the pleats in them?
Come on, folks. Aiden here. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good morning, Aiden. It's Aiden, everyone.
For this morning's survey, 68% of men have never done this.
What?
Is it, like, read an instruction manual?
I think it's higher, Aido. Is it read an instruction manual?
It's not. No. There's no guesses right today, unfortunately.
Just remember, when you get something and it comes with an instruction manual, this is what you have to do with it. You take it out and say, oh, instruction manual, and then you fold it neatly, corner to corner, and then go... rip it up and throw it in the
bin. Why would you do that?
Because men don't need instructions. Our testosterone will show us how to do it. And if there's pieces left over, let me hear you, Una. That's called bonus material.
Really?
Yeah. All right. What's the answer, Don?
The answer is men are looking after themselves more. So 68% of men have never used a face mask. But that means 22% have used a face mask.
I love a face
32%
mask.
32%,
you love a face mask.
Yeah, because when Elizabeth was tiny, she got little face masks, and it was basically daddy-daughter time, and her putting face masks on me.
Ah, well, that's really cute. I can't slag you now for using a face mask.
And I knew you were going to. That's why I made it cute. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyme it, the game that keeps on giving. And Una, the sucker that keeps on sucking. My God.
I'm going to have to put this away now because you keep on drawing attention to it. And it's going to sound very unprofessional. You know, people
who listen to this podcast regularly know that you're unprofessional.
I am.
Supping on tea.
Slurping on tea. Yeah, that's a lie because I don't drink tea because tea made me sick during my pregnancy and I haven't drank it since.
You missed actually Wednesday. My fact was Japan, Wednesday, fact number three, which was slurping noodles as in and everything like that is a sign of respect and everything like that.
Because it's saying that you're enjoying the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm being so respectful.
We're not in Japan.
I love it when people slurp at my house. It's great.
Here's rhyme it. Rhyme it
just a little bit. Now all of it.
Rhyme it's a pretty straightforward game. We give you a word and you've got to rhyme every answer with that word. Simple and straightforward. At the end of the week, you can win the contents of Una's drawers, which is had tickets in there last week, which is nice. Playing this morning from Kildare. Good morning, Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Morning, lads. How are we?
Good, man. You're a winner in life anyway. You've got two amazing things happening coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's an exciting bit of time.
Yeah. You managed to get Luke Holmes tickets.
I did. I only signed up to the pre-sale yesterday morning, or was it Tuesday evening, and got the code through yesterday morning, so got them straight away.
Nice one, Ricky.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Have you been to a gig in Slane before?
I've never been. I'm going to say this because I know my mum's listening. It's I was supposed to go to Slane to see Eminem when I was like 16, and they wouldn't let me. And since then, I've never let them forget about it.
Yeah,
look at the meanies.
From Eminem to Luke Combs.
Yeah, you have an eclectic taste, my friend.
You've changed.
Ricky, you're heading to Nashville as well, is that right?
Yeah, I am. Herself bringing me. So I'm turning 30 now in a couple of weeks, so she's bringing me for my birthday.
Oh my God, what an absolute legend. And have you been before?
No, I've never been to Nashville though, so I'm very, very excited for that.
Oh my God, it's the best. Amazing. So many lovely cowboys. And
that's why Ricky's going.
Yeah, the food.
Just going to leave those boots on. You know?
You need to have, right? The fried green beans. Oh my God.
I'll have the list going over. I'm sure now of everyone's recommendations. I don't know how I'm going to be able to walk. I'm going to be eating that much food.
It's unbelievable. Don't get the grits though. I made that mistake one night. Grits.
Okay.
What is grits?
It's like a weird porridge, and that has a kind of a funny texture like scrambled eggs.
Why would they give it a cool name and make it something absolutely rotten?
You want some grits?
No.
I don't like me any grits.
I don't like me any... I don't want grits. I don't want grits.
No, but not for breakfast.
You should definitely try.
Yeah, don't try the grits.
All right.
Okay.
Tell you what you do need to try is our game, Rhyme It. So your word to rhyme with this morning, Ricky, off of Kildare going to Nashville, and is...
Wire. W-I-R-E.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
Chips are usually made in this.
Oh, so I didn't hear you say that again.
Chips are usually made in this.
Fryer.
Another word for sweating, you would what?
Tired.
A tall structure usually on top of a church.
Square.
A small poster advertising an event or person.
Pass.
You may hire one of these to sing at your wedding.
Frozen.
Listen, they didn't suit you today, Ricky. They didn't suit you today. But it was a hard. They were quite difficult. So
let's go through them. You got the first one right. Chips are usually made in this. A fryer. Another word for sweating is perspire. A tall structure. You got that. Spire. A small poster advertising an event is flyer. You'd hire one of these to sing at your wedding. A choir.
Disaster.
Absolutely. Embarrassing.
Look, it wasn't great. Let's be honest. But you don't care because you're turning 30 soon, and you have the best girlfriend in the world, and she's bringing you to Nashville, and you're going to eat grits till the cows come home. You.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the life of Ricky, who died of mortification.
Stop it. That's so mean.
It's It's only a bit of fun. We're only here. Everyone having fun? Let's go to a break. All right, Ricky, thank you so much. Come here, send us pictures and stuff from when you were in Nashville and bring us back something nice, yeah?
Yeah, no worries.
Like some dried grits. All right, cheers. If anybody likes to play Rhyme It tomorrow or another time, any time you like, 087-110-2107. That's our WhatsApp number if you want to send us a message, okay? And you can come on and you could win the contents of Una's drawers. Currently, the top score is 7 to beat, so very best of luck. You got to beat Lucia, which should be best.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It just won't go away. It's still here. We had lots of fun with the story about the girl who was meant to be in a TV show and got replaced by the Hawk Tua girl.
Hawk Tua.
No, go on. Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
Spitting on things.
No, not saying that. I'm not saying that.
I don't know if you've seen this show, Una, with Glenn Powell, which is that actor who's in Maverick, the new Top Gun movie. He's also in Twisters as well. He kind of looks like a young, fresh Tom Cruise. He's really, really good. But he's in a TV series called Chad Powers, and he's doing a bit of a Mrs. Doubtfire on it. He's a disgraced kind of American footballer. He messed up, and he was like a major footballer, messed up a game and decided and he got fired and nobody would hire him again. So he went and got prosthetic makeup done and then joined like a small town team and became this superstar American footballer again, but in disguise.
Clever.
Really, really funny show. But why I'm talking about that is because there's this girl who is called Brittany Ray Carrera, and she got a small part on the show, and you know, an upcoming actress. And to celebrate this, and when the show started streaming, I think it's on Prime or Paramount or something, right? She said, "I'm gonna have a watch party. Got all my family and friends over, as you would do. Like if you turned up now on Fair City, and everybody would be ready to watch it, you know?
Oh yeah,
balloons, catering, refreshments, the whole lot.
Oh, I'd bring a bus of people up."
Everyone's there, but we'd all be there. Big screen, the whole lot. It'd splash out. So everyone's got their phones out looking for the reaction of her big scene. And then the big scene comes up, and then suddenly. Yeah, so she has been replaced by a girl called Hayley Welch, which is also known as the Hawk Tua girl, which you might know, who kind of like went viral last year.
Oh my God!
So everybody's sitting there filming. The whole room is silent. And this poor
Stop
girl.
Filming! Okay. I just literally like just ruined that. I said, Hawk Tua!
Tell us how you really feel. Yeah, it got very explosive. So that is buck wild. She's there and the whole place is like, so do we keep filming? But everyone's silent and she's just screaming and freaking out about the Hawk Tua girl.
Even crazy with Hawk Tua!
I mean, you can understand why she is a little bit.
You'd be mortified.
You'd be mortified. But so Hawk Tua Girl is back in the headlines. Imagine, right?
Yeah.
If Hawk Tua Girl, if she like interrupted, you know, a load of movies with her.
Like famous movie lines? Like,
yeah.
Just like Hawk Tua at the end of it?
Yeah.
I absolutely love this idea. All right, get your suggestions in. Where do you think Hawk Tua Girl should interrupt famous movie quotes? And we'll come back to it in the next few minutes. 087-110-2107. Use the Hawk Tua. So we're telling about this actress who was meant to be in the new TV show with Glenn Powell. It's called Chad Powers, where he's an American footballer, does a bit of a Miss Doubtfire on it, goes in disguise, does an amazing game. And but her scene was replaced by the Hawk Tua girl.
They cut her for the Hawk Tua girl.
Like, unbelievable. So
she was very upset.
Una had a really good idea, and that is to replace loads of famous movies with the Hawk Tua girl for just to take the line over. The movie 300, Spartans. I am Sparta.
This is
Hawk Tua.
This is Hawk Tua. Very good. One of the most classic lines, which people use so many times, from Spider-Man.
With great power comes Hawk Tua.
Such a cunt.
With great power comes Hawk Tua. Ron Burgundy has so many lines to pick from.
I don't know how to put this, but
Hawk Tua.
Loads of people say Mean Girls this morning. That's so fetch. That's that's so Hawk Tua.
Gretchen. Stop trying to make Hawk Tua happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay, that was so
Hawk
poor.
Love it. I think we were inundated with this particular movie.
Liam Neeson taken. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Come on, man.
I will find you. And I will...
Fuck!
Yes.
Very good. All right, one more, which has beaten Taken to the top for having a line replaced with the Hawk Tour girls. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
This is Titanic.
And spit like a man.
What, didn't teach you that in finishing school?
No.
Watch closely.
That's disgusting.
All right, your turn.
Fuck.
Oh, amazing. I love that.
Yes.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
When we play Read My Lips is where Una has to actually read what I'm saying because you've got noise-cancelling headphones on. Can you actually not hear a thing that I'm saying to you?
Not a thing.
Because the results are always amusing. Check it out. Thursdays means it is time to play our favourite game of a Thursday. It's called Read My Lips, where Una, you have to read my lips and you're going to have noise-cancelling headphones on. I have a piece of paper here, which I have not read, so I don't know what words are on this piece of paper. So
okay,
I'm reading them for the first time and you have to try and figure out what I'm saying by reading my lips.
Yeah. Now to open your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. You do it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do
maybe
that.
Maybe it's a thing with your lips, or yeah. Okay. Right.
You call me thin-lipped again? I swear to God.
No, you lovely lips. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay. So I don't even know. All right. This is the first sentence. My toasty
shorty
needs.
Is
more more
pa
more
poor
cheese
Porsche
cheese
Porsche
cheese
SH1T
what why would I say that?
I'm not saying that word in the radio.
Start again. My toasty needs
is
more
what
more
poor
cheese
SH1T. Okay.
My toasty needs more cheese. Why would I say the SH1T word on the radio?
That's what you were saying. That's what it looked like to me.
You're a looter. All right, let's go to the next one. We'll do another one here, okay? Star Wars.
Saga bongs. What?
You've broken me.
God.
Is.
It.
The greatest great
rainest reindeers
movie
poo
series
in Kerry.
Brilliant. I tell you what, we'll reveal what you said just after 9 o'clock, all right, before we do Rhymus, because that was absolutely classic. You didn't get it right, but what you did say is absolutely amazing.
Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
He can actually hear you, even though you turned with the back. All right, okay. We're nearly through the podcast. And you can go and suck on your.
I need the energy. Don't.
Well, then ease it. Put it in your mouth and consume. Let your body consume the energy that's involved.
No, because it elongates the pleasure of the chocolate. You get real bang for your buck with one of these if you eat it the way I eat it.
Are you sponsored by Cadbury?
No, but they should sponsor me.
They should.
Should.
Imagine you'd have a purple coat sponsored by Purple Schnacks.
I have Schnacks.
All right. Here's truth or trash. It is
truth or trash.
Okay, welcome back, Una, for truth or trash.
Thank
we're very
you.
Excited to have you here to see what type of nonsense you come with. Ha,
how very dare you.
Very good. Excellent. Donald, give us your fact, please. Myself and Una are trying to work out if it's truth or trash.
Food fact today. Red food dye for Skittles that we like to eat is made from boiled beetles.
Mm-hmm. Twas. Or is.
It was.
Yeah, there is a beetle that they use for food dye, for, and it is a natural food dye.
Well, that was
animal facts. Animal facts.
What are you saying, Anna?
Well, because he's so confident, I'm just going to copy him and go with him, and I'm going to lock that in as true.
Well, it's actually not. Yeah, it is true. Yeah. Beetles, a common red food dye. Carminic acid is made from the crushed bodies of a beetle called the Dactylopius coccus.
Lovely.
There you go.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, say it again.
Where's it written down? Dactylopius coccus.
It's the last bit I love.
Yeah.
All right, sticking with my theme of Japan this week. All right.
Great.
A fact about Japan.
Go on.
One cultural fact that you might already know, that Japan, in Japan, Japanese people don't wear shoes inside. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Mm. But did you know that they have to use special slippers for going to the toilet? And these would be left out in homes, businesses, restaurants and hotels.
Poo-poo slippers.
You mean they have different slippers just for inside the house?
Like
and then they have slippers to use to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they leave them outside the door kind of thing and then use them to go to the
bathroom.
I'm
going to say that's true.
I can imagine it is true because they're very, very clean people, but I think the bathrooms would be so clean they wouldn't need them. So I'm going to say false.
He's locking it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be true, though.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Mmm.
You know, you get the point. Well,
very clean.
Well done. Okay, my
I love
turn.
That idea, though, by the way, of like having like
slippers.
Or a slipper for every room. It's like, oh, going into the kitchen, put me kitchen slippers on.
Do you take your shoes off when you go into your house?
Not necessarily, no, because our house is, it's tiled all the, of all the, like, in the area that we are. And just,
it's
a kitchen, Una. We don't all have
carpets in the kitchen.
Carpet in her kitchen, yeah. Like, Una has carpet in her bathroom.
I do not have carpet in my bathroom. You've got a carpet toilet seat.
If you like
to
the smell
keep your
of weed,
tushy
go
warm.
To
the cheek.
Like, I don't have carpet
you
on
do,
the toilet
you
seat.
Do, you do,
you
do, because
you're
Japanese
so toilet
obsessed
and it's a heated
with
toilet.
Comfort for your bottom.
You know it's a Japanese toilet and it's got a bidet built into
you
it
do.
As well.
Oh, yeah, a bidet built into it.
It is.
Notions,
yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It is so amazing. I wish I had a bidet. I want a bidet. Somebody buy me a bidet. They're mad money. All right, Una, go on.
Okay, so I couldn't believe this now when I saw it.
Trash!
Good luck. Skims have released a new thong, right?
Mm.
And it's not your normal run-of-the-mill, you know, tiny thong. It's a thong that actually comes with hair down there.
like
it comes with a built-in wig.
Is this like a cap that you might wear, like if you're going to Scotland on a stag, it'll have a cap and then the red hair underneath?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like that. So it's like a faux hair, micro thong, like a faux hair one, and they come with many inclusive colours, and they have sold out.
Brilliant. All five pairs that they made sold out.
No! This is a huge thing now, you know.
Is it because everybody's just lasered it off and they're like, oh, now it's fashionable, we need to have it there?
Maybe. Maybe. $32.
Wow.
For micro string thong.
Yeah, but like, and is it sticking out like a spider peeking around a corner?
What do you mean is it sticking out like a... what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What do you mean peeking out? Like, it's outside, not inside.
What? It's outside.
It's outside. How would that be comfortable to be on the inside?
I don't know.
What kind of way does your brain work at all? Or does it even? Huh?
My brain?
Yeah.
You're the one who's coming to the table with the hair down there underwear.
This is Skims.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a multi-billion dollar company.
It's very true.
Yeah.
You know, when has a Kardashian ever been wrong? I'm going to lock that in and say that it's trash.
It sounds like complete trash, but it's so weird. I'm going
to
say true.
Commit to an answer, Donald.
I'm committing to true.
And Donald, you would be right.
What?
They have just dropped the thongs. I'm not going to say the word because I don't know. I just not know it with the faux hair down there, shall we say. And they have sold out. Who knows? Listen, like I said before, if we all wear the same thong, it would be a very boring world. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. Well done, Una. Nice.
Yeah, but it's true.
It
For
is.
Once, I have a fact that I didn't make up. Yeah.
Oh, your secret is out.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Finally, the moment you've been waiting for, Una. Off you go.
Oh, I had so much fun.
Oh, did you?
With this today.
Oh, yeah.
So we're asking people, how do you know? We're asking you how you know someone is posh, right? And I just have, right in front of my face there, right in front of my face, the man who screams notions, okay? Because this guy here, this isn't on the podcast. This wasn't on air today, but I just found out that the builders are coming for... The builders are coming now to build her walk-in wardrobe because it's just the room is just, it's not big enough for a room really, so we're just going to make it a walk-in. It's a grand room. You can fit a single bed in there. Do you know what I mean? But no, it's going to be a walk-in wardrobe to go with his orangery. And so what else do you have in your house?
Well, just to be clear, I don't have an orangery. I would like one.
You call the conservatory an orangery.
I don't have a conservatory. I'd like one.
You say Elevens is.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
Don't be getting all up in my business.
Yeah. You're obsessed with gravy boats. That screams notions.
Oh my God. No, you're the one who's obsessed with gravy boats. I just use a gravy boat.
Yeah.
I never bring a gravy boat into conversation. Apart from could somebody please fetch the gravy boat because we're about to set dinner.
Oh my God, you heard him say it there. Could somebody please fetch the gravy boat? Okay, Downton Abbey, fetch the gravy boat. Who speaks like that anyway?
You'll never find
posh people.
Your point at the end really just spoke at the billion words. Anyway, here's a section of the show where I just got abused.
Yeah. I saw a story online and it really, really reminded me of you.
Oh, good. Is it about amazing people and DJ? That has me like you just don't care.
Not really, oi. It's actually about posh people.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, kind of, right? Because etiquette experts have revealed the phrases you should stop saying if you don't want to sound common.
Who's coming to us with that?
What did you say about me the other day? You said I was common as a cow pat.
Muck.
Oh, that common as muck. Yeah, yeah. Okay, muck. Right. Yeah, yeah. So if you didn't want to sound common as muck like me, if you want to sound posh, okay, you would say, instead of saying, nice to meet you, you would say, how do you do? Instead of saying,
why do you sound like Mrs.
Come
Brown
with
there?
Us, you should say, do join us. Instead of saying popular, you should say, oh, it's a great favourite. Instead of saying thank you, say much obliged. Okay, yeah. Instead of sorry, do forgive me.
I like that one.
And then instead of what, you say, I beg your pardon.
You should take it.
I notion. Should take that
yeah,
notion.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So what? So this got me thinking about other things, right? That scream posh and notions. And you scream posh and notions.
Do I now?
Oh yeah, you do.
Like, see, I don't see this. It's just
yes, you do. You know it. You know it. You
not
know
at
it.
All.
So okay, for example, you know, you call your first of all, you have a conservatory that's posh on its own, but you don't call it a conservatory. You call it an orangery.
That's because it's an orangery.
An orangery, my
it's
eye.
An orangery.
You use right. You use teapots. All the time, not just that you won't just put the tea bag straight into the cup, and you'll have even milk in a jug.
Yeah,
posh.
That's not posh. That's just nice.
No, it's not. It's posh.
You know,
you say scone, not scone. Oh, and this is the best, right? He says, "Is it Elevens's yet?" Instead of saying, "Are you going on a break?" Is it Elevens's? I swear to God.
If you've had your breakfast and you're looking forward to your lunch and you want a snack, you have your Elevens's.
Oh, yes. I suppose you have a good room in the house. Oh, let's not forget, he actually has a coach house in his house. Tell us about your coach house.
I live in an old house, isn't it? It's not my fault that there's a coach house.
And an orangery. And he's got an orchard as well. An aviary. He does have an aviary.
I don't have an aviary.
An apiary.
An apiary is where the bees live.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're a beekeeper as well.
Oh, my God. All right, tell you what, let's have some fun with this. You can abuse me from height to hell or whatever the hell. We've Codaline tickets if you'd like to tell us. Do you know what? This is the question we're going to ask you. How do I identify someone's posh? What screams notions? 087-110-2107. I only gave you prime examples there. Yeah. I'm just calling me out on me. But you're not coming over to my orangery this weekend.
I don't want to come over to your orangery.
Jesus. Put the sparkling water back in the cellar. We have tickets for Malahide Castle, Codaline's farewell tour, Saturday, June 20th. The pre-sale tickets went on sale yesterday. General sale tomorrow. 087-110-2107. What? Or how do you identify someone as posh? Tickets for Codaline up for grabs. A man at Hyde Castle on June 20th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. What you got to do to win them is tell us, how do you identify somebody as posh? Because Una went to town on me this morning.
Hey, I just was speaking the truth.
Hey, we're getting WhatsApps in on 087-110-2107 if you want to enter.
Having a gravy boat and not actually using your name but going by a nickname. pure poshness.
I think that gravy boat was aimed at you and the nickname.
Well, it's my name.
Yeah, but you just use your surname because you're uber cool.
Yeah, you know it.
And as well as notions.
Oh, Carol.
Amy Andrada says, if you've got a good room, you're 100% posh, hyacinth vibes.
Love the good room.
You see, I knew you'd have a good room. I just knew that about you.
Yeah, you've never seen our good room, have you?
Oh, you haven't let this...
Oh, no, I did. I did show you the good room.
I thought I was common as muck and I was not allowed. I had to enter by the servants' entrance when I went to Cooper's house that time. Yeah, I wasn't allowed in.
I had to leave as well by the servants' entrance. Jeez, we couldn't have the neighbours seeing
the riffraff coming to the house.
087-1102-107.
People with gravy boats, screens, posh, and notions.
Yes.
Yeah, Ian Melissa from Droider.
See, your gravy boat, dude. And he asked someone. He asked people to buy him a gravy boat for his wedding. He actually asked. That never fails.
I'll leave it.
Oh, no, stop. I'm not.
I'm not trying to be you letting people. Okay, keep them coming. What makes people posh? 087-1102-107. We are giving you a chance to win Codaline tickets for their farewell concert on Saturday, June 20th in Malahide Castle. General sale tickets go on sale tomorrow. Win them here on iRadio. First, though, tell us, how do you identify someone's posh? Because apparently there are common phrases of, there's ways of saying things.
Like no, just you are posh. You say things like,
right, okay.
Elevenses.
Yeah, fine.
Look at having elevenses. He has an orangery instead of a conservatory. And he loves gravy boats.
And a veranda instead of a patio.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. Let the abuse begin.
Hey, a sure way to tell if someone's really posh is if they wipe the seat before they sit down on. I've seen that so many times and they actually are really, really posh people. Let's see you in Donegal.
Is she talking about a toilet?
No, she's not talking about a toilet. Why would she be talking about a toilet?
I thought she was talking about a toilet where you wipe the seat before you sit down.
I don't want to know your toilet habits. You have so many of them.
I'm actually surprised that you don't want to know because you're very invested into the time that I go on a daily basis.
10 past 10 every day, like clockwork. Like clockwork.
Watch it stream live now on iRadio.ie. If there's dust and dirt and stuff on the chair, you would wipe it.
Yeah, but maybe there isn't dust and dirt and just wipe it anyway.
Gotta be sure. Get your handkerchief out. Okay.
Hi, when people refuse to shop in the cheaper branded shops and will only shop in the likes of Dunn's Stores and Marks and Spencer's.
What?
Like, what's wrong with people? Food is as good as anyone else's and cheaper. Those posh people flashing their cash with all their expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Audrey, now Cooper.
From Tobercurry.
She's confusing posh with rich. There's a big difference. There's rich people who can afford to shop at expensive shops, and then there's posh people who actually are not affected by brands.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Susie says if they have a fancy rug that their ma won't let them stand on, they're posh.
Yeah.
That ticks another box for you.
Damn right.
Yeah. I think you're posh if you cut your bread or your toast diagonally into triangles rather than straight across the middle.
Yeah. Sandwiches do taste better in the triangle.
Oh,
that's
my
a fact.
Days.
What?
No, sometimes I don't even cut. Just
no, so I've seen you not even use your hands. I've seen you just go straight down onto the plate and chow down.
Yeah, you have.
I love that. Also, with bread, you don't cut bread if you're having soup, you tear it. That's if you're posh.
Oh, you tear the bread. Thank you very much.
And even if you're having soup for your elevenses, that's fine.
Would you like to explain to me the cutlery that you use first in restaurants as well for all the common as cow muck people like myself?
Don't have time.
Okay.
It's too complicated for somebody like you to understand.
He rinsed like a mess. If they use toast holders, doilies and the goodware, they're definitely posh. You have a toast holder, don't you?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another tick the box.
All right.
So when your house has a name instead of a number and people who have sugar cubes in their house instead of a sugar bowl.
Right.
Brilliant. You tick those boxes as well because your house is Casa Posh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dervla, you got the tickets. Congratulations.
Yay.
You're heading to Godlike.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go, that was breakfast rolled. Una's still sucking on the one purple snack.
Well, listen to me, listen, what did you call me
Don't
earlier
call me
on?
Timmy.
What did you call me earlier on? Common as muck. So I'm just living up to my name, posh boy.
We shall retreat until tomorrow.
Toodles.
Toodles. Asa Mignana, we'll see you on the show tomorrow, 6 till 10 a.m. And,
It's Friday!
Yay!